This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shohei Ohtani struck out his first time up, caught and looking. Off one of those incredible 50-50 years last year, 54 homers, 59 steals. And Nico Hoerner is at second base and wearing a microphone. And we'll let this plate appearance play out before we engage with Nico.
Maybe not the guy you wanted to play while you're talking to the booth.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Highlight courtesy of ESPN, Nico Hoerner was mic'd up yesterday. He'll be mic'd up again tomorrow on the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Gonna miss him. Second time I've missed him in the last three appearances.
Spiegs has got better things to do tomorrow, so true. Ryan McGuffey is gonna hang out with me. We've got a lot of baseball planned for tomorrow's show.
I love Guff, and I know you do too. Love that Ryan McGuffey will be in here with you tomorrow.
Nico yesterday was mic'd up. And there was a weird moment while he was mic'd up.
Tommy Edman, center fielder for the Dodgers tonight, was a teammate of mine in college, played short my freshman year, and I played second, so amazing to see all the success he's had here.
All right, well, you just opened up Pandora's box, because we have to find out about... Difficult play. Obviously, Nico Hoerner was involved in it. I tell you one thing, I was about to start saying, somebody call it, but I didn't want to interfere with anything that was going on.
But Nico did the right thing right there. You go as hard as you can until you hear the outfielder call you off. Nico, while you were running, going back, and you're looking at the video right now, the Diamond Vision, did you hear him at all?
No, neither of us had anything right there.
Well, thanks very much.
All right, guys.
I'm glad nothing bad happened
on
that play.
That's the last play you want while you have a microphone in your ear. Life goes on. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing it. That's Nico Hoerner as we'll get the middle of the order for the Cubs when we come back.
Man, the scary part about that is 4 years ago, I remember because I was doing the game. I was doing play-by-play of the game. He and Ian Happ collided brutally in a game in Cincinnati.
I remember that.
And Happ was bleeding from his mouth, was hit in the head, and Nico got hurt as well. I mean, Nico stayed in, but Happ had to go out. And it's just like one of those really violent, scary plays in baseball. There's only a few spots on the field where those kind of things happen, and that's exactly one of them.
Yeah, and I didn't, with Nico mic'd up, if Tucker would have called him off, you would have heard it. He did not call him off that ball.
Kyle Tucker's a very quiet dude. Is he quiet in the outfield too?
I'm going to need him to say something.
That's a good call by you. You're absolutely right. That's his job. You're the one coming in. You can see it, and you might have peripheral proof of your teammate going out.
And I'm okay with you calling me off just so we don't collide. Like, let's say that you can't get there, and I probably can't get there either.
Let it be a hit just so we don't hurt each other.
Correct. So, I was listening for that. I was listening for Kyle saying I got it or something. There wasn't nothing out there. So, shout out to Nico for being a good teammate, because he ran a long damn way.
There was a weird throw that Nico made on a ground ball the other night. I think it was Saturday. I'm pretty sure it was Saturday. It might have been Friday, but... where he kind of bounced it on the dirt from the shortstop side of the second base bag, and it was like, uh-oh, is his arm okay? And it was concerning. And then last night, he made a great throw from the shortstop side of the second base bag.
Made a bunch of them so far this year.
So, but there was a moment where it was like, uh-oh, is that arm okay? And then last night, it seemed like it was fine. So it might have just been a weird moment, or he had lost grip of the ball or whatever.
He's right about being a second baseman with Ohtani. up at the plate. Man, no thank you.
Man hits it hard and often pulls it right at you and on the ground.
I think it was Pat last night that said that ball that Ohtani hit that died on the track. He's like, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone who gets the ball out to the warning track faster than Shohei Ohtani. The guy is unbelievable.
How about Michael Bush this weekend?
How about Bushy and PCA? They did their job.
Yeah, Bush is going to make the Bush-Turner thing, the Justin Turner-Michael Bush thing,
yeah, and it was
even
too bad.
More of a talking point.
It was too bad that Justin Turner had to be put in the lineup last night,
against Glasnow? No chance.
Yeah, Mr. K against that guy all the time. That's too bad.
When he tried to sell the walk that time?
He tried it.
Oh, yeah. That ball's low.
No, sir. You're out.
Let me take off my shin guard. Like, what do you mean?
No, you can take him off because you're not going to be on base. You can go back to the dugout. When we come back, there's good news in Bears land. A Bear that clearly deserved it. Got an extension. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the defense he's going to play in next on The Score.